is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The United States is preparing to announce the purchase of an advanced surface-to-air missile system for Ukraine to aid the country in its war against Russian forces. The U.S. is expected to announce the new weapons package Monday. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
President Joe Biden is set to announce the U.S. is to send an advanced surface-to-air missile system to Ukraine, as well as additional artillery support, according to a person familiar with the matter, in the latest assistance meant to help the country defend against Russia's four-month invasion. The U.S. is purchasing NASAMS, a Norwegian-developed anti-aircraft system, to provide medium to long-range defense. NASAMS is the same system used by the U.S. to protect the sensitive airspace around the White House and the U.S. Capitol in Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to join via video call the leaders of the Group of Seven talks Monday in Germany as they continue their summit there. The U.S. and other Group of Seven countries are enacting sanctions against Russia in response to its war in Ukraine, including measures to cut off Russia from materials and services needed by Russian industrial and technical technology sectors. The White House said the United States will commit $7.5 billion as part of that G7 effort to help Ukraine recover its short-term budget needs, and the governments are making an unprecedented long-term security commitment to providing Ukraine with financial, humanitarian, military, and diplomatic support as long as it takes. Meanwhile, Russian troops carried out shelling in the eastern city of Lysychansk Monday, working to try to capture the last remaining Ukrainian stronghold in Luhansk province after seizing control of neighboring Severodonetsk last week. This is VOA News. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittney Griner is expected to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial. Griner, who plays for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and is considered in some polls to be the United States' most gifted female athlete, could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russia's criminal cases are acquitted, and unlike in the U.S., acquittals can be overturned in Russia. The trial date has not been announced, but it is expected soon. Griner was recently ordered to remain in pretrial detention until July 2nd. The hearing in the court of Moscow suburb of Khimki is to address procedural issues. Griner's detention and trial come at an extraordinarily low point in Moscow-Washington relations. She was arrested at Moscow's Sheremetyevo airport less than a week before Russian troops went into Ukraine, which aggravated already high tensions with sweeping sanctions by the United States and Russia's denunciation of U.S. weapons supplies to Ukraine. In the U.S. Midwestern city of Minneapolis, a former police officer who fatally shot an emergency 911 caller is scheduled to be released from prison Monday. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mohamed Noor was originally serving 12 and a half years for killing Justine Damon in 2017 after she called 911 to report a possible sex assault in the alley behind her home. But last year, the Minnesota Supreme Court overturned his conviction, saying it didn't apply to the circumstances of the case, and the former police officer's sentence was reduced. Damon's father says Noor's release after what he calls a trivial sentence shows disrespect to the wishes of the jury that convicted him. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Nigeria's Zamfara state said they'll begin granting gun licenses to residents. The rare move will allow individuals to carry guns so they can defend themselves against gunmen and rebels in the troubled West African country's northern region. Armed gangs that rob and kidnap for ransom are common in the area. Gunmen recently killed 8 people and kidnapped nearly 40 in 2 churches in Kaduna. Nigeria's security forces are stretched thin with the violent attacks and a 10-year war against Islamic rebels in the area. The Zamfara Information Commissioner, Ibrahim Dosara, said in a statement that 500 licenses will be distributed to people who qualify and are wishing to obtain such guns to defend themselves. Repeating this hour's top news story, the United States is preparing to announce the purchase of an advanced surface-to-air missile system for Ukraine to aid that country in its war against Russian forces. You can find more information on this story and other stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Cox.